The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In today's reading, Jesus encourages his followers to look forward to the day when he returns in power and glory to end all suffering. I begin reading at verse 24. But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at night, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And we invite all the children to come forward for children's time.
Good morning. I brought something very special with me this morning. You aren't going to be able to see it. Do you see what it is? What is it?
A star.
What do you know about a star? Yep, you can put it on a Christmas tree, and a lot of people do. What else?
It shines.
It shines. Very bright. That's exactly what we want to talk about this morning. The wise men followed this star. Today, it's a very special day. I know you heard that already. And we lit one candle. This is the first Sunday of Advent. Advent means coming. And the wise men, which in their day, they were considered the smartest people on earth. And the reason they were considered so smart was because they studied
the stars.
They studied the stars, they studied the planets. And one of the things that they would say is that when a very, very special star appeared in the sky, something really, really, really special was going to happen. And so they saw this star. Now, that would be the end of it, except that they followed the star. And it isn't because they were curious. It was because they had heard or they had read. Remember, they're very, very smart. They had read from the Bible that someone, a very special king, was going to be born when this star appeared in the sky. So they followed it, and they came to Jesus. Now that would be a great story and a great ending. They found Jesus. But it doesn't end there. And that's why we celebrate Advent. Jesus promised that he was going to come again. And so during this time of Advent, we study the Word and we study about Jesus and his next coming. And when he comes again, He's going to take us all to live with him forever. Now, isn't that an exciting thing to wait for? Mm-hmm. And so with that, I'm going to give, and I hope I have enough, Mr. Mahacek made for each one of you a very special star. And this star is to remind us that Jesus is coming again, and that when, just like the wise men, we're going to follow his word. Let us pray, and then I'm going to give each one of you one. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to study your word so that we will be ready when you come again. Amen. Okay, here you go.
Beverly, thank you so much for all your work with the children. That sounded real nice this morning. I don't want to call this a sermon, but rather a short lesson on the history and traditions of Advent. Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which means coming. It is the beginning of the church year. It is a period of 4 weeks before Christmas. From the beginning, Advent has been a season of preparation for Christ's coming. It is much like Lent, a preparation. When Advent observances first began, Christians living in the western part of the Roman Empire emphasized a preparation for the second coming of Christ. No longer like the first observances, our scripture readings focus on three comings of Christ. Number one, the second coming of Christ at the end of time. Number two, the messianic coming, which means the announcement by John the Baptist that Jesus was coming to begin his work as the Messiah. And the third, Jesus' first coming in Bethlehem as our newborn king. Featured in these comings is a very important fourth, the coming of Christ to each believer through baptism and faith. For many centuries, Advent's overall tone was one for sorrow, of sin, and penance. But in keeping with the tone of the scripture readings for the season, in our day, the tone of Advent is one of anticipation and hope, as well as one of repentance. The theme of readings and teachings during Advent is often the preparation for the second coming, while commemorating the first coming of Christ at Christmas. While the readings relate to the first coming of Jesus Christ as Savior, as well as to his second coming as Judge, traditions vary in the relative importance of penitence and expectation during the four Sundays in Advent. The keeping of an Advent wreath is also a common practice in homes and churches. The readings for the first Sunday in Advent relate to the Old Testament patriarchs who were Christ's ancestors. So some call the first Advent candle that of prophecy. The readings for the second Sunday concern Christ's birth in a manger. The third Sunday is celebrated with rose-colored vestments. The readings relate to John the Baptist, and the rose candle may be called of joy or of the shepherds. The readings for the fourth Sunday relate to the Annunciation of Christ's birth, so the candle may be known as the angel's candle. The Magnificat, or Song of Mary, may be sung during this time. Where an Advent wreath includes a fifth candle, as ours does, it is known as the Christ candle and lit during the Christmas Eve service. The usual liturgical color in Western Christianity for Advent is either purple or blue. The purple color is often used for hangings around the church, the vestment of the clergy, and also the tabernacle. However, purple is traditionally associated with solemn and somber occasions, which is more fitting to the repentant character of Lent. In some Christian denominations, blue, a color representing hope, is an alternative liturgical color for Advent, a custom traced to the usage of the Church of Sweden, which was Lutheran, and the medieval Sarum Rite in England. This color is often referred to as Sarum Blue. The Lutheran Book of Worship lists blue as the preferred color for Advent. There has been an increasing trend to supplant purple with blue during Advent, as it is a hopeful season of preparation that anticipates both Bethlehem and consummation of history in the second coming of Jesus Christ. Advent is a marvelous opportunity for spiritual growth. Some Lutheran congregations offer midweek Lenten services. As they offer midweek Lenten services, many congregations provide devotional booklets with scripture readings and meditations for each day of Advent. Advent is a marvelous opportunity for spiritual growth through the hymns, readings, and sermons highlighting the main scriptural teachings of the season. Many people ask why we do not sing Christmas hymns during Advent. Everybody asks the same question every year. We hear this. According to the church calendar, it is not Christmas yet. There are actually two Sundays of Christmas, the two Sundays after Christmas Day. This year, they're December 28th and January the 4th. Christmas should be celebrated at this time in the hymns. For Christians who celebrate the church year, Christmas celebrations should not start until December 24th, Christmas Eve. Because of commercialization, we have a conflict with the times of Christmas. We were once led to believe that Christmas starts right after Thanksgiving. Now, Walmart is telling us it starts right after Halloween, as all the stores put out their Christmas decorations and prepare for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. As Christians, we should celebrate and concentrate on Advent for four Sundays and really think about those comings of Christ. For Christians, the anticipation of Christ's coming is our focus. We sing during Advent, "Light One Candle to Watch for Messiah." This hymn picks up the Advent theme of waiting. Waiting in this case for light beyond our darkness. It's an invitation to watch for the Messiah with four candles that fit the 4 weeks of Advent. The hymn, "Shall We Gather at the River," speaks of the pure water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb from Revelations 22, verse 1, which reads, "And the angel showed me a pure river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb." This is in this the anticipation we feel in Christ's second coming, which is one of the three comings of Christ. The hymn, "Baptized in Water," begins with the allusions to John 3, verses 16, and Ephesians 1, 13. Now, John 3, 16 is the familiar verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Ephesians 1, verse 13 reads, "And now you also have heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago." These remind us of what God does for us in baptism, cleanses us, makes us heirs of salvation, brings death and life in Christ, frees and forgives us, and gives new life in the Spirit of as God's children. This again is the central focus of the Advent season. As Christian Lutherans, we celebrate starting today, the season of Advent. Let us all rejoice in this time of anticipation for not just Christmas, but in all the celebrations of the coming of Christ.